ABC Radio Australia.
Now, celebrated Solomon Islander panpipe musicians Charles Mia Rosia is set to take the stage in an Australian festival next month. The multi-talented performer weaves the ancient Are music of ancestors into his songs. He spoke with our reporter Jordan Fennell about his love of the instrument.
So this panpipe music has always been there, even before I was born. There are different types of are panpipes, one for solo, for one person to play, and others are for more than one person. And one of it is called Aurerepi, which consists of 8 different panpipes, and they normally play that panpipe during Aura Festival, which families come together and then gather food, celebrate. And as a kid, I learned from others who know how to play the panpipe.
How would you describe your relationship to panpipe music? What is special about it to you?
It's a foundation right there, which emerged from people that were in the past. They created this panpipe. You know, the Aurerepi itself is a pentatonic scale. So if you're going to measure it using a ruler, you will find that each pipe has a measurement, and if you get a number that is even number, it's going to be a major chord. If you get an odd number, it's going to be a minor chord, something like that. So it's very interesting when I started to find that there is certain measurement that related to each chord. So when you speak about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they have their own measurements. And you will find that those measurements can be used in other things like building or measuring things. And it's not just the music, but there's something in there that needs to be discovered, I think.
I read on your website and on a couple of websites about your music that you've said that songs are the documents of who we are and the only gift our ancestors gave us. I'm wondering what has the music that you play, the music from your ancestors and the panpipe music, what has it taught you about yourself?
In the islands, we don't have a community library, a library where you can access knowledge through books that were written by your forefathers. And the only way to access the library, if you want to know a poem in the past, or if you want to know dances in the past, or if you want to learn some wisdom, ancient wisdom, is to go to an elderly man or woman that is sitting right there at the corner coffin. They are the libraries. The stories and poems and things that I mentioned passed through oral, not written words, but oral. One generation could pass that knowledge to another generation, and then these people, elderly people, are the libraries.
Yeah, if the people are the ones who hold the knowledge, and like you say, that knowledge can come through the music, is that what you are trying to bring to your audiences, as you try, like you're in Melbourne now as a solo artist, are you trying to bring that, history of Solomon Islands to your audience through your music?
Actually, what I'm doing here is sort of like experimenting. It's not really an ancient thing, but part of it came from the ancient, like the words is in my music, is most of them are ancient Are words, and the panpipe that I play with the modern music now, it's Aurerepi, the panpipe that Are people use during Hora celebration when families come together and then they gather food and celebrate and have a good time.
And you're going to be performing at WOMAD in Adelaide. How are you feeling about the performances?
I'm feeling so excited, to be honest. I never expected that one day I would be performing in Woman, because, you know, that's a big show. And I see it as well as a great opportunity for me to share a bit of my culture, our heritage. And as a Solomon Islander, I'm really proud to attend Woman this year.